The name of the patient is Samuel Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. First name is S-A-M-U-E-L. This is the clinical case of 63-year-old. Hispanic male that has a history of end-stage renal disease associated to diabetes mellitus. Comorbidities, arterial hypertension, obesity, hyperlipidemia. Kidney transplant was done December the 22nd, 2022 in Tampa General Hospital, Dr. Wang, W-A-N-G. The patient hasn't had any rejection, has been immunosuppressed with the administration of Myfortic, 360 milligrams PO three times a day, and versus 2 milligrams once a day. The kidney function has remained very stable. In the latest laboratory workup, we have a serum creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 20, estimated EFR 63. The patient has an albumin of 4.4. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The hemoglobin is 14, the hematocrit is 45, the platelet count is 198,000. Period. The patient is BK virus negative, the tacrolimus level is 7. Very stable condition. Number 2, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 135 over 84. The problem has been overweight. The patient went up 4 pounds, and this is unacceptable. I told him that it's time for him to change his eating habits and going to a low-sodium diet with a fluid restriction and plant-based. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C is 7%. The patient already has a fasting blood sugar of 132. He will function much better with the administration of Ozempic 0.5 milligrams sub Q every week. Following number of short sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, history of gout on remission. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We're going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested in the evaluation of the referral from Tampa because they transferred the care from the transplant team to this office. We spent 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.